tonight's topic is, of course, very relevant to all those who have been davening outside and will become more relevant as that continues to grow. And it just became exciting after a very nice back and forth on the Halacha chat. It became very engaging. So I need to thank those who are involved. I see Shlomo Carmeli is here. He's the only representative, I think, of those who are engaging in this. But Seth Sklar, I think, posed the question, and Jeff Rothman had a response, and Rabbi David Adelson had his response initially. So let's discuss the sugya of, again, what are we talking about? Even those who don't know, we're talking about those tents, those awnings that are outside that people have been using, which keep a few people inside, protected from the rain and sun. Are you allowed to move it on Shabbos? Is that permitted? Is that a violation of Bona? Is that a violation of building an ohel? So let's first talk briefly about opening up a tent, opening up an umbrella, just very briefly, and then we'll talk about moving a structure that is a tent itself. So in terms of opening up umbrellas, this is a discussion that many, many poskim talk about, the Berlacha, the Chazanish. There's nothing I can add to it, but just in a couple minutes I'll give you a brief discussion of what's going on, and that's based on a Dinin Shulchan Aruch Simin Shin Tes Vav and Hilchos Shabbos. There in Sif Hei, the Shulchan Aruch writes that a kisei ha'asvei prakim, a chair that's made of different parts that kind of fold and unfold, uchshirotzin leishiv alav, when you want to sit on it, poschen oso, va'or niftach, you kind of spread it open, it's like a folding chair, and you sit on the leather chair, seat area, uchshimesirin oso, sogen oso, when you want to put it to the side, you just kind of collapse it, va'or nichbal, and the leather bends, mutter l'poscho l'charchila. It's completely allowed to open and close on Shabbos, that's not a problem, because that's the derech. So the Mishnah Berurah there comments, because the ha'avid v'koy mibod yom, it was ready, you didn't make anything new, you're just folding and unfolding something. It's like anything else, a folding chair, a folding table, you haven't created anything, you're using the regular function of it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, u'mehai taima, from this very reasoning, shari lahamid ha'chupa u'lisalk, is permitted to use a chupa and to fold the chupa, fold and unfold the chupa, that would be permitted, okay? So this is the source of many who discuss what about opening umbrellas, opening awnings and tents of that sort. Is that allowed? So the there is a Ramah in Hilchos Sukkah where the Ramah writes that just like you're allowed to fold and unfold the chair, you can also fold and unfold an awning over a sukkah. If it's raining or to protect from the sun, you could fold it and unfold if it's attached to the house. That's the normal usage, just like folding and unfolding a chair, folding and unfolding a table. Okay, so what about umbrellas? Could you use an umbrella? So there's a Noz Behuda who thinks an umbrella, and the Berlacha quotes Noz Behuda, that's creating an ohel. But the Chazon Ish says, you're not creating an ohel. It's no different than folding a chair, unfolding a chair. You pop it open and you close it. That's like a chair, it's like a table. Why would that be usher? So when the Chazon Ish comes out and he says, it's really not usher, midiraisa, or even midirban, it's on ohel. But he writes, maybe it's tikkun mana, because by you opening it, you're able to protect yourself from different places that you're going. So maybe it's a little bit different than a chair. But he says, really the reason why you shouldn't use an umbrella is because av shemilsa. Av shemilsa is when something takes place in a public way that people misinterpret. It's causing a whole noise and ruckus. You don't want to really create such a situation. It's like having your sprinklers go on Shabbos on the front lawn. There's nothing wrong with it. You said it beforehand. But it's av shemilsa. It takes away to zilzel Shabbos of some sort. It's uvda d'chol, he adds, and he says it's gorim pirta, leads to breaching in halacha. V'harei asu kila, he gives other examples of this. Therefore, he said umbrella's asur. Even though it's not really asur, it's some type of a gezeira, because of uvda d'chol, mars ayin, whatever the concern is, he was against using an umbrella. So umbrellas are asur, but awnings attached to the house can be used, opened and closed. Now, when it comes to an umbrella or a hood on a stroller, so this is a big discussion. The Chazon Ish himself addresses this and says, as long as the covering, the hood, is attached to the stroller before Shabbos, you could open and close it. No different than a chair. You could, but you can't attach it on Shabbos and then open and close it. Other poskim say, even when it's attached to the stroller, you shouldn't open and close it. But that's not for now. That's just a general discussion about hoods and umbrellas and awnings. But I want to talk about our cases where the hood is already open. You already have the awning, the tent is set up. You know, we had in my driveway, we had four metal beams. We bought something, there's a little hood over it. Yontif came, it just flew over. And because I'm very machmir, we didn't touch it. If I was in the Carmeli's house, maybe we would have picked it up or so. But even then, I'm not so sure. We'll get to that piece in just a second. But our two awnings were flipped upside down for the remainder of Yontif the past couple of days. So are you allowed to move these tents? You're not building anything. It's already built. So you got rid of a problem of building. So Shlomo Carmeli pointed out to Orchos Shabbos. Orchos Shabbos, Rabbi Reuven from Eretz Yisrael points out, he says, he thinks, that it's permitted, if you have a mechitza, a wall that's already built, and you want to move the mechitza from one area to another area, he says, there shouldn't be a problem. I'll just say, those who want the Mar Malkum, it's in the ninth parak of Orchos Shabbos, in the footnote, Ha'ara Samach. He says, if you have a mechitza and you build it, so by moving it from location A to location B, you haven't built anything new, and he finds that there's nothing problem with this. He suggests this. He says, Yesh Ladun. And Im Tim Salomer, that's permitted, he wants to take it one step further. V'gam, with respect to an Oel, forgetting just a mechitza, just a wall, but even an Oel, he says, you have an entire sukkah that's built on the ground somewhere. He thinks if you're allowed to move a wall, you should also be able to move an entire sukkah with its awning, the whole tent, and it's not called soser in one place, nor is it called bone in another place, because it's already built. It's already constructed. You're just picking up and moving it elsewhere. And this was the Mar Malkum that Shlomo had provided. And I'm not here to rip Shlomo at all, chas v'shalom. It was a great Mar Malkum, but I'm just going to give my insight with the understanding of the case here. He does end off as a tzarich in, which means he wasn't comfortable giving this as a final psak, but he certainly was inclined to allow for this, but there are no Mar Malkumos that kind of proved in either direction. So I did a little research on my own. I have to admit I didn't speak to any other poskim other than Rabbi Adelson, who gave me Rav Ashraf's his point. I didn't have a chance. Rav Shechter wasn't available today, so I'm giving just my own Chavos Das on the piece here. But it seems to me, I don't want to say entirely clear, but I'm inclined to say it's usher for the following three reasons why I think this would not be permitted to move an already established awning. Number one is, this is from Rav Ashraf, that Rabbi Adelson, David Adelson sent me a voice note from Rav Ashraf, who's a postdoc in Eretz Yisrael, a big Talmud Chacham, a Talmud of Shlomo Zalman, and he felt that this Orchos Shabbos was incorrect, because there's one thing, you know, you could prove from a case of an awning, of a, let's say a hood of a shul that's moving all over the place. But in the end of the day, the hood of a shul is protecting the same area, the seat of the shul. But when you take a tent, move it from location A, and you move it to location B, you've now just created a new makom, a new area that's now being provided by some protection. And that would be considered a new ohel, he felt. I believe Seth Sklar made this distinction also on the chat, and Rav Ashraf agreed to it. He felt it would be considered a new ohel. Even though the structure is the same, but the location is different, and that he felt was strong enough a reason to say it's a new ohel. I wanted to take it a step further. According to Rav Ashraf's understanding, let's say you picked up the awning and put it right back in the same place. So according to his understanding, it would be permitted. It's the same makom. It's not a new oel. It's the same place. I think it would be also even to pick it up and put it back down in that very same place. That would, I think, be considered building. Why would that be building? So there is a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, which says a person who's building a structure. One guy puts a brick, the other guy puts a cement on. The Gemara says that one who puts the cement on, he's Chayv Midraisa, because he made a permanent structure. Bone on Shabbos is a permanent structure. But the implication is if a guy just puts a rock down, that's Pater, it says. But we always know Pater, well, Usser to build a temporary structure. Even though there's no cement, putting bricks on top of each other, that would be a temporary structure. So Poskim talk about, that might only be a case if I wanted to put a brick, and I was waiting for Shimon to put the cement on. He didn't put the cement on. My intention was a permanent structure, but if I'm just doing a temporary structure, no cement in mind, there's actually a machlokas between the Ran and the Ritva. If you're just laying bricks without any intention of cement, whether that's asim midrabanan or entirely mutter. The Rambam paskins is asim midrabanan. It's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. I don't think it's a raya though, but the Rambam clearly says it's asim midrabanan, as does the Ritva. A temporary structure on the ground would be considered a violation of Binyan Midrabanan. So someone said to me, he was talking to me, Seth was talking to me today, well, it's movable. It's meant to move this thing, right? It's like a shoulder. You move a shoulder, so you also move the tents. The problem is with that, there is a din in Shulchan Aruch also in Simin Shin Yud Dalid when defining when defining what's considered immovable, what's considered metaltlin. So there, the Shulchan Aruch writes, and again, in the beginning of Shin Yud Dalid, that when it comes to building kalim, utensils, ein binin vestir b'kalim. That's only true when it's something small. But if it's big, says the Mechaber, a chavis, And the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's small, which it's not machzik ar bamsa, but if it is machzik ar bamsa, that's not a kli. Even though you can move it, that's now considered a structure. That's a binyan, and it would be yesh binyan vestira in such a large structure. So since these four beams and the tent, that's a big structure that could fit easily 40 sub. Therefore, I think even in the same location, by picking up would be soser, by putting it back down would be binyan. That's the second reason why I think it's usser. And the third reason why I think it does our review at the end, why, is because it probably should be bechlal, the moving of an umbrella as well. Now, you move an umbrella, the Chazon Ish felt is av shemilsa, is uvdu dechol, to see, you know, four guys pick up the tent, move it elsewhere, that I would think would also be bechlal av shemilsa. There are 10 people there, there's a minyan there, that's also av shemilsa and probably uvdu dechol. So for those three reasons, I believe it should be usher to move them. But again, I don't have, Rav Ashraf said it's usher, so I'm happy, you know, hanging my hat on his, but I didn't speak to Rav Shechter of Will to know for sure, but that's certainly my inclination. Okay, so we'll stop here. The next two nights I plan, I was given two questions about Amazon deliveries this week, so I'm going to Mirz Hashem talk tomorrow night about opening up packages on Shabbos that come on Shabbos, and the next night about getting an extra item, whether there's an obligation to return that extra item. Okay? Everyone have a wonderful night. Moshe, you had a question, I think?